I'm David Ford. This weekend, while the tilt of the Earth's semi-axis is most inclined toward the sun, we'll be enjoying our longest period of daylight. And for thousands of Triad residents, that means it's time to party. With dozens of outdoor performances going on all day, what better place to do so than at Greensboro's Summer Solstice in the Gate City's spectacular Arboretum? Self-described community activist, serial entrepreneur, and proud member of the creative class, Susan Sassman has been head fairy throughout the 10-year history of this wonderful community-building event. She's seen it grow to a team of more than 300 performers, vendors, sponsors, and volunteers.
It begins at 9 in the morning when we start building infrastructure, and at 1 o'clock in the afternoon we are ready to receive the 6,000 to 7,000 people that will flock to the solstice, many of them dressed up like fairies and fairy goddesses. Even the men will don togas and Caesar wreaths, and will try to bring about that Midsummer Night feeling. So there are harps and flutes and tai chi and yoga going on early in the day. It's kind of a quieter, more ethereal feeling. The tents are all up, they're decorated, the people are decorated, so the eye candy at the solstice is phenomenal. And now we have 27 performances going on three different stages, so starting at 2 in the afternoon and running through till 10 o'clock at night, as the sun sets and the fire dancers come out and the kids clutch their light wands, they all sit around. We have a fabulous fire show as a finale. And in the middle of the day, we do a parasol parade with a second-line New Orleans drum section that will lead a parade with giant puppets, paper hand organization. Puppets and musicians and fairies and ponies will be in this parade, and that'll dump into a huge drum circle that will go on for 45 minutes with people dancing. And then we have a butterfly release that's lovely for the wee ones, and they will each open. We'll have 100 little packages that will be opened, and there'll be a live butterfly inside that's been cocooning for the last few months. And when they open it, they will take flight, and we will just be surrounded by beautiful monarchs. It's quite lovely. It's very, very enchanting and magical.
Nice. And it's got to cost an arm and a leg to get in the door for this, isn't it?
It's free.
Yeah, amazing.
It's free because it's a park. So, you know, you can bring your dog, you can bring your kids, you can bring a picnic. It's alcohol-free, it's family-friendly, and it goes on all day till 10 o'clock.
Looking at down the long list of really wonderful performers, it seems like Crystal Bright and the Silver Hands, a perfect fit for a festival like this.
Her Gypsy Jazz, she will be the finale on the main stage around 7:30, and I never get tired of listening to Crystal. She brings something out in all of us that we've never quite felt before. She is someone on the music scene that I think is going to go very far.
Yeah, well, nice. From South by Southwest to the Triad. Pretty nice.
Yes.
Have her around.
Yes.
And professional would apply to, well, all the artists, but I'm talking about, next in line, I'm just looking at Jacob Felder there doing his mime business.
Yes.
And Kara Chambers. Two just great people at what they do.
Oh, they're doing acrobatics at 8:30 on the main stage, and they are phenomenal. We don't really have to go beyond the Triad to find excellent performances and music and dance. And so we're really looking to promote local vendors, local talent, local entrepreneurs, and it's working. Our city, Winston and Greensboro, has gotten on board very nicely this year for the 10th anniversary.
Greensboro's Summer Solstice head fairy, Susan Sassman. This year's celebration begins Saturday, June 21st at 10 a.m. and will run through 10 p.m. at Greensboro's beautiful Arboretum. Rain date is Sunday, June 22nd. The head fairy is still looking for 24 more volunteers. She says it'll be mostly directional work, and there are a few nice perks that go along with your volunteerism. You'll find links to how you can get involved at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.